Welcome to ZPod, Amadeus' professional development podcast, bringing you experts, discussion, and new ideas that impact the way we work today and tomorrow. Today we're going to explore the place of meditation in daily life, in our work life, and in the ways in which we can help reduce stress and improve concentration, focus, and well-being. We know that this is a growing part of the work world, because we ourselves here are broadcasting this from Amadeus' in-house meditation room. In order to do this, we've invited two exceptionally knowledgeable people from the world of transcendental meditation, commonly known as TM. They're joining us to shed some light on this international phenomenon. We have here with us today David Stride and Kathleen Brooks, who've both been practicing TM for over 40 years, and they have been certified teachers of TM for almost the same amount of time. They are the co-directors of the Washington, D.C. TM Center, and they served before on the faculty of the Maharishi University of Management, MUM, in the U.S. state of Iowa. So welcome to you both. In introducing you now, I'm really impressed by the 40-year commitment to TM. I think that's remarkable. So could you give us a sense of how you feel this has shaped and impacted your life? In what way has TM made you who you are today? David, you first.
Well, I would say that the main thing that transcendental meditation has done for me over these many years is just improved every aspect of my life. It's made life more enjoyable. It's allowed me to be more clear, more focused, and to get along with people a lot better. And so it's a simple thing that is done every day, but it's very practical and very beneficial.
Kathy, and you, what do you have to add to that?
Well, I started TM when I was a student in college, and it was something that helped me organize my day better. I felt like I was clearer, could understand what I was studying with a greater breadth of comprehension and ability to focus sharply and not be distracted by the things of daily life. So I found it absolutely invaluable just starting out as a student and then in the workplace. I've really enjoyed it over the years, just being able to take a break twice a day for 20 minutes. Not to get away from things, but to actually prepare and to be more focused in activity. And it's improved my health.
Well, that's a good thing to hear.
Yes.
So I think it's not always really understood what meditation is and what kind of commitment. I think some people think that it involves an immense amount of time or it's going to distract from other things. So what is actually involved for people in their daily lives if they wish to become a TM practitioner?
Well, this particular technique is practiced for 20 minutes twice a day. And people do it just sitting comfortably in a chair with their eyes closed. It's a silent meditation. It doesn't require any special postures or positions. It doesn't even require any special belief or philosophy on life. It's just a simple technique, actually, that allows the mind to settle down to quieter levels of the thinking process. And simultaneously, the body is getting a very deep state of rest. And this technique is completely effortless. It's completely easy to do. It's very easy to learn, very effortless to practice.
I think that's very tempting. And people have often seen this as possibly similar, I suppose, to prayer, but this is not a religious activity, am I right?
Correct. No belief is a system of any kind is required. In fact, people of all religious backgrounds have practiced TM and enjoyed the practice, and most people find that it enhances their particular religious or spiritual beliefs because when the mind is clearer and the body is calmer and healthier, and we can perceive and enjoy everything more.
That's fantastic. So, Kathy, I mean, I think that TM has become part of a sort of worldwide phenomenon of some sort. How big is its reach? Where is it being used?
Well, my understanding, and I'm primarily familiar with the United States, but it is an international organization that's in 1950s, the founder of the organization traveled around the world many times, teaching it in every country. So that tradition has continued. It's usually available in most countries, though, you know, it kind of depends on who the current TM teacher is in that particular area or country. So sometimes that changes over the years. But it currently is enjoying a kind of a great revival in the business place. A lot of people are finding the demands of daily stress just extraordinary on their, and it's impacting their health and everything. So they are looking for solutions to deal with stress and to be more focused in the workplace. So that's, it's very significant in all of South America, the United States. It's available in the Middle East. It's available throughout Europe, Africa. So it's very wide-reaching, and of course, Southeast Asia.
Yes, well, that's... That's the whole world.
Yes. Australia.
I think you hit everything there. So I have a brochure here from you guys, and this is some of the things it says that it will contribute to, and I'd like you to just comment on those aspects that you think are most important for people. Developing the total brain, increasing intelligence, improving creativity, reducing stress and anxiety, promoting health and longevity, enhancing relationships, and promoting peace. So clearly some of those things are bigger than the individual. Yeah. So from an individual point of view, which of these can somebody hope will happen to them, and how do you know?
Yeah. Well, let's start with one of the most fundamental ones, which is reducing stress, because it seems to be such a huge problem everywhere in the world today. The pace of life has increased significantly. And the way that TM works is simply by providing an experience of extremely deep rest. In 20 minutes, we get a level of rest that's as deep as the deepest part of sleep. And that deep rest allows the body to repair itself, to throw off deep-rooted stress and strain that's accumulated in the physiology. Because when we're in stressful situations, we have a physiological reaction to that, and that stress gets stored in the body in some way, whether it's high blood pressure or hardening of the arteries or ulcers, or almost all of the diseases that we have today are caused or complicated by stress. And so this simple experience allows the body to restore balance, and one of the ways that we see this is there's been a large amount of scientific research done on TM. Over 350 peer-reviewed scientific research studies have been published in reputable journals around the world. And one of the studies was done on the effects of TM on trait anxiety, which is a fundamental level of personality level of anxiety. And what this study found was a meta-analysis of 146 different scientific studies, and they found that TM was twice as effective at reducing trait anxiety as all other forms of meditation or relaxation. So it was quite a significant finding. So there's a lot of research in the field of health that shows improvement, you know, lowering of high blood pressure, for example, significantly with the regular practice. The American Heart Association now recommends to doctors that they can prescribe TM as a way of lowering high blood pressure. And so the research there shows that it does have this effect.
That's a pretty impressive roster of scientific research. Does this require many years, not 40, I hope, to achieve this? Or how much commitment does somebody need to make? Do they need to come at this and say, we're going to do this for 6 months?
Well, actually, we teach TM systematically in a 4 consecutive day course. And the course not only teaches in that course, you learn the technique itself, but we give a very strong intellectual understanding of what is taking place in your experience. And we explain the mechanics in the mind and body. What happens when we gain this fourth state of consciousness that's completely different from waking, sleeping, or dreaming? We get this deep state of rest, but the mind's completely alert and awake inside, even while deeply rested. So this unique state of consciousness, it's important to understand your experience. And so even though immediately you start going home on your own and meditating twice a day, everyone comes back for 3 days of classes. It takes about an hour and a half each day over 4 days to learn, and then you're on your own to practice 20 minutes twice a day.
Carry on.
And what I would say is that people see the benefits quickly.
Yes.
It varies from individual to individual. Some notice a great contrast immediately. Some maybe it's a little less contrast and may take a little longer. But it's the regular practice. People actually become good at the meditation almost
immediately.
It's with regular practices where they see the growth of the benefits over time.
In activity, in their life.
So it does take a little bit of commitment. Is there a sort of mentorship aspect of this where people can have to report in or they get support to as they go through? Is it a community activity?
Yes and no. There is that support available, and that's the nice thing, is that the teachers are there. Once the people have gone through that four-day course, they can always come back at any time and ask questions, have follow-up, get support, because experiences grow and change over time, and it's natural that questions arise with the practice. And so we want to support people and help them out as much as possible. But it's optional. It's not, you know, something that's required or that we hound people or anything. Many people do enjoy the community and like to come back and meditate in groups, which we find is also not only good for the individual experience, but helps produce more of that influence of peace and harmony in the society as well.
That seems like what a lot of people are certainly looking for. And if you were in the Middle East, where our listeners mostly are, and they were looking for this kind of activity, where would they go?
Well, we highly recommend that they go to the tm.org website.
Okay, so I'm just going to repeat that. So that's tm.org.
Yes. And there's a button on the upper left corner called Choose Country. And they can go to that page and find their country. And if they can't find the country that they're in, then they can send us an email and we'll help them get connected. So they could just send an email to washingtondc@tm.org and we'll help out.
That's fabulous. So what you're saying is that there's a fairly good chance across the Middle East that there are going to be TM practitioners and we hope teachers as well who can connect people.
Absolutely, yeah.
But you have a center there too, is that right?
Well, there are centers the centers are usually located in the various countries and the cities and so forth. So there's not one main center or anything for the Middle East. But a number of the countries in the Middle East do have active teachers and centers, and by going to that web page, people can find out what the activity is going on in their area.
And they can also research online and find out more information on TM. Look at the research.
I think that would help a lot of people, especially as the Middle East at the moment has quite a lot of challenges. And for some people, they're in some quite stressful and difficult situations. And maybe they can't easily access some of the support. Is there any kind of online activity, any way in which people could do this online? Or are we pushing our luck on that one?
It would be wonderful if we could do it that way. But in all, this organization has been teaching TM for over 60 years now, and we have found that it always requires some personal interaction, that we always teach it on an individual basis. You can read things in a book, but everybody experiences things a little bit differently, learns at different paces, and the personal attention is very useful. And so we always teach this technique individually and then have these follow-up meetings to make sure that people understand the process correctly.
That's fantastic. So I know that that some of our listeners will be interested there are some quite famous people, I believe, who've adopted TM and treated as part of their lives.
Yes.
Who, for example?
Well, there's lots of celebrity type people who have learned TM. Jerry Seinfeld is one.
Howard Stern. Who's that one guy?
Gwyneth Paltrow, Cameron Diaz,
Katy Perry.
Yes,
all these people who have to go out and present themselves and perform.
Yes,
right. They benefit from this kind of activity.
Right.
And businessmen, right now it's really big in Wall Street because of the high pressure that the financial district is always under. They find this a very helpful technique too.
Ray Dalio, who is a very famous hedge fund manager, not only attributes his success to the practice of TM for 40 years, but offers it to all of his employees as a benefit in their company.
Well, I think, and we'll sort of wrap up on that note, I think that sense that it has a space in the workplace, and that,
yes.
As I say, we're here at Amadeus, and there is actually a room, admittedly not a very big room, but a room where you can come in and be quiet and have a moment of meditation during the day is a sign that we need to approach our workplace experience and we need to structure our lives with this kind of thing involved. Any final last words for people out there in the Middle East?
Well, I think you were just bringing out an excellent point, is that our lives are so dynamic and active these days with lots of pressures and so forth. This is just providing some balance to all of that activity. Have an experience of inner silence, of inner peace, of inner contentment, and that will begin to grow more and more in all of your activity and in all of your life. And that's what people really enjoy from this.
Well, I think that's wonderful. So, Kathy, Dave, thank you so very much for being here.
Thank you.
We've learned so much today about the value of meditation in general and TM in particular. And I think it's really of value to people in the Middle East now, where balancing the various pressures on their everyday lives is difficult, and where in addition there is in some countries some turmoil to deal with. So many thanks to you all for tuning in to Zpod at Amid East today. Our music was generously provided by JBOT7 LLC, and you can find our programs at amideast.org. Please join us again as we bring you experts, discussion, and new ideas that impact the way that we work both today and tomorrow. Signing off.